I'm Chris Jakimic. I served in the United States Air Force and I deployed 3 times. So in 2017, I was serving as an Air Force First Sergeant. Our motto in that role is my job is people, everyone is my business. But unfortunately in that year, I would lose my own brother, Lance Corporal Adam Jakimic, to suicide. The majority of veteran suicides are from guns. I store my weapons securely, not only for myself, but for my family. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide. My service never stops.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
You never seem to care. Go away now. Don't you play now. 'Cause you're just a swag from Delaware. You know you'll get a rising when they find out what you're doing. You're rising, jazzing thing. You drive me insane. Heartbreaks and things. Make my heart quakes and things. Don't know how you drag your music and fill the air. Follow my tip. You better get hip. Wow! Nothing but a square from Delaware. Get going quickly. I can't stand this little longer. You're strictly from Dixie. You're strictly from hunger. You better lay off, man. Lay off, man. when I hear you lay that jive, I know you ain't getting nowhere. You should be banned from the bandstand. You're strictly a square from Delaware. Oh, a square, you're a square. Yes, a square, a square. You're strictly from Dixie and a square from Delaware.
Company's here. Our company, that is. Hello. This is Larry Berger, along with Ricky Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP-FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WCUC, FM, Clarion, WNJR, Washington, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio. Glad you joined us today. We will have lots of acoustic music and family fun. We'll feature selections from Grit and Polish, the latest album from Mark Schatz and Brian McDowell throughout the morning. Also, a National Poetry Month spotlight at 7 o'clock and at 10 o'clock Eastern. At 7:20, Dr. Lauren Bairnsfather of the Holocaust Center of Pittsburgh joins us to talk about Yom Hashoah, as well as the legacy of the White Rose, a global conversation, an event in collaboration with Prime Stage. Brian Junker will be here at 7:50 to preview Art All Night, and in particular, the Coffee House stage, which will kick off later today. At 8:20, Lauren Palomara of Communitopia will talk about the Youth Climate Action Summit, 1 week from today. At 10 o'clock, we have teen writers from the Scholastic Writing Awards, as well as an encore broadcast from a band called Colorblind Coding. And then at 11 o'clock this morning, Devilish Mary live on the radio. I'm so glad you met us here. We'll have our pop quiz in a moment. Thank you for joining us for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
The mist lies low in the hollers and hills of my East Tennessee home, as I return one final time to claim what is my own. The voices that once filled the air are now a memory. When I go down this winding road, that's all I'll take with me.
How the wind sang in the treetops in the hills of Tennessee.
And the creek ran down from a spring in the ground.
Those were the very best of times for me.
It's here I spent my childhood days and golden summers past. We'd roam the woods and dam the creeks and roll in the summer grass. We'd leave our northern city life, go back to the old home place, where mother laughed and brother teased, and I knew life's simple grace.
How the wind sang in the treetops in the hills of Tennessee.
And the creek ran down from the spring in the ground.
Those were the very best of times for me.
Mother and Dad did drink from life's sweet fountain. Now they rest so quiet and still at the foot of the Holston Mountains. Brother dear, he left too soon, laid low by his broken heart. Of every step and song I sing, they'll always be a part.
How the wind sang in the treetops in the hills of Tennessee.
And the creek ran down from a spring in the ground.
Those were the very best of times for me.
Oh, how I miss those hills of Tennessee.
Mark Schatz and Brian McDowell from the album we've been set to feature for you this week. My East Tennessee Home, the name of the song, Grit and Polish. Their album, released in 2021. Well, our Youth Media Center and new studio complex here at SLB is now down to what people in the building trades call a punch list, namely little things that need to be completed. A 100-inch, well, I think it's 98 inches, but we'll say 100-inch screen monitor was installed this week after a long lead time of getting it sent here, meaning all of our teaching screens are now in place. No, we're not going to watch cartoons on it, maybe occasionally, but it's there to teach. And also the logos and signage on our storefront doorway is in. And we're down to just a few little items to take place. And we'll be announcing some open house parties soon. I had the chance to be with 6 school districts yesterday. Can I name them? Jeanette, Greensburg, Salem, Burl, Woodland Hills, Cornell, and Deer Lakes. And a comprehensive project that envisions the future of schools, and family engagement is the first topic. Our staff also made visits to Propel Homestead, Braddock Hills, and McKeesport. We also made plans to begin working at Pittsburgh Perry. Next week, in fact. We're winding up a series of oral histories. We spent time with Manchester Academic Charter School. And the oral histories are going to involve people born in other countries who now live in the United States. That project in collaboration with Winchester Thurston Schools. And my goodness, we interviewed college interns who are attending Carlo University as part of a special extension of the Pittsburgh Promise. And we readied ourselves for a project we're about to do on personalized and equitable learning in collaboration with Knowledge Works. We're excited to get ready to do that. Here's hoping you had a good week. I'm proud of our team and all they did.
Headliner joins you in supporting SLB Radio and Youth Express. Headliner is a cloud-based software that media makers can use to add video to podcasts, music, and other audio projects, making it easier to share their creations via social media, YouTube, and websites. Headliner also offers a photo and video library, text captioning, and simplified audio-video editing. Additional information is available at headliner.app.
Good morning to Tommy and Chesterfield for checking in. And now let's give Tommy and you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. It's time for this morning's pop quiz. And today we're going to concern ourselves with Ivan and Irma, two SLB family members, Ivan and Irma. The puzzle involves Ivan and Irma because each of their names is spelled with four letters and begins with I, I-V-A-N, and I-R-M-A. And they've challenged you to come up with 10 words, four letters in length, that begin with the letter I. Can you come up with 10 words starting in I? They must start with the letter I and be exactly four letters long. And there are more than 10, but see how you do and if you're able to come up with a list of 10 of your own. 412-200-5975. We'd love for you to call. We're live and ready to take your call now. Ricky's here. I'm here. And we hope you'll see if you can come up with 10. You also could simply call with 5 if you would like. I'll give our toll-free number too, which is 1-888-752-7234. You also can call 412-200-5975 or use instant input by going to slbradio.org/radio.
sure would go good. A little talk with you sure would go good. A little table where the candles glow, down at the little place we used to go, to hold your hand in mine just like the old times. Baby, that sure would go good. A little music and lots of time, a little dancing with your cheek next to mine, a little laughter and some little sighs, the love light shining in your pretty eyes, the way they used to shine just like the old times. Baby, that sure would go good. Baby, 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 why don't you come back where you belong? Miss you when the day is done and all night long. A little walk with you sure would go good. A little talk with you sure would go good. To hold you in my arms so lovingly, with everything the way it used to be, to feel your lips on mine just like the old times. Baby, that sure would go good. I miss you when the day is done and all night long. A little walk with you sure would go good. A little talk with you sure would go good. To hold you in my arms so lovingly, with everything the way it used to be, to feel your lips on mine just like the old times. Baby, that sure would go good.
I won't live in fear.
sit by the stream. I'm counting my dreams. I'm counting my dreams. Face to the sun, my battle half won, my battle half won, my battle half won, my battle half won.
Rhiannon Giddens and Layla McCullough, as well as Allison Russell and Amethyst Kia. Songs of Our Native Daughters is the album the four of them put together. And that particular song is called I Knew I Could Fly. You also heard Laurie Lewis and Baby That Would Sure Go Good. Todd Phillips accompanies her on that song. Hello to Rick in Mooresville, North Carolina. Rick, thanks for your kind note. And we'll have some music from Doc Watson coming up as requested. Quite a few words starting with the letter I that are four letters in length, and I'll do my best to share all of them. Starting with Jeffrey in Squirrel Hill, item, aisle, iced, idea, ilks, imps, into, inch, inks, inky, iota, irks, itch, and itsy. Chad in the North Hills has inch, iota, inks, irks, idle, and idle, aisle, itch, icon, and into. He said the plurals feel a little cheap, though. The plurals are just fine. Good morning to Cindy, who sent quite a few in, as well as Gary. Kimberly has icon, itch, idle, inch, ivy, I-V-E-Y, iced, iron, idea, into, and idea. Two ideas. Oh, it's good to have two ideas. Neil in Greencastle has inch, idea, into, iffy, icky, info, inky, aisle, itty, idle, item, idle, idly, ibex, Ibid, Iran, Iraq, inks, and imps. And Maureen and Lou in Point Breeze, aisle, inky, iron, iris, icky, inch, into, iffy, item, idea, ibis, and ins. Jim in Crafton Heights said, I've got an eiffel for you. Item, inch, itch, ibid, idle, idol, I-D-Y-L. That's good. Idol. Iffy, idol, inky, and imps. As we get later into my sharing these with you, we're bound to have a few repeats. Good morning to Attorney Mark, who has iced, icky, icon, idea, idol, ions. That's a new one. Ions. Idol, iffy. I-mom. That's also new. Inch and into. Linda in Collier has Iago, Iowa. Very good. Into, itch, aisle, iced, iris, Isis, isn't, and inch. Dan in Squirrel Hill. I'm going to read the ones added now. He added ills. And the others are ones I mentioned. And then you've got Don and Marjorie Stark, along with Mike and Arlene Bronner. What a list. Irks was one of theirs. And I think I mentioned Inky. And Item. And Innes. They have quite a few more, too. Tommy put his in the form of a sentence. Thank you, Tommy, for doing so. Let me see if I can offer your sentence. My nephews, the imps, had bruised their arms among their ills, so they iced them with an icky-looking guck they got from the imam at the mosque, but there was an icon on it that he felt was an idol. That info, very good, that's a new one, ired them so much they smashed within an iron inch by inch. I hadn't an iota of an idea that the bruise would itch and caused the iris of one's eye to dilate so much that one needs to get into one of the local inns and lay some inky item over the eyes and idle away like you're on a desert isle. It's a sensible sentence, Tommy. Thank you. Speaking of Tommy's, Tommy in Pleasant Hills has ibex, iffy ibis, iris idol, the other idol, icon, iced idea, and into. And Tom and Barb had quite a few. iPod is one you haven't heard yet. Ipso is an ipso facto. Good job. Inca. IHOP. IKEA. And IZOD. Plus variations of the ones listed before. Mike and Mars, good morning. And Tom in McCandless has ICBM, Izzy, I-Z-Z-Y, Iron, iTech, a type of plate maker for a printing press, and iTech. Also, iPad to go with the iPod and IHOP, and Icy, the brand of slush, and he also had IKEA and Itch in many of the ones mentioned previously. And Zach in Pittsburgh, good morning to you, Zach. Isms, that's a good one. Isis, Ions, Irks, Iota, Ides. I think that's the first Ides we've had. Isle and Iris and Ills, among others. And we've got a few more. Stu adds Iota and Iago. And Jim adds Iron, Ibis, Icon, Inky, Indy. Very good. It'll, yeah, we'll accept it'll with an apostrophe, or as one young man I worked with recently called it, the flying comma, aisle, idea, and info. Oh, and there's even more coming in. Jim adds iced and item, and that gets us up to date. A Saturday Light Brigade charge for you. If you were able to come up with words starting with the letter I, did you get your charge? There it is if you missed it. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings on a network of great community radio stations and internet radio stations and streaming services, including Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, Loudspeaker 1, Fort Collins, Colorado, TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, Radio Garden, and other internet services. Audio Now at area code 515-605-9542. Listen by phone. And slbradio.org/radio.
along about 1825. I left Tennessee very much alive. I never would have got through the Arkansas mud if I hadn't been riding on the Tennessee stuff. I had some trouble with my sweetheart's pa, and one of her brothers was about outlaw. I sent her a letter by my Uncle Fudd, and I rode away on the Tennessee stud. The Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like the Tennessee stud. Drifted on down into no man's land. We crossed that river called the Rio Grande. I raced my horse with the Spaniard's foal till I got me a skin full of silver and gold. Me and a gambler, we couldn't agree. We got in a fight over Tennessee. We jerked our gun, then he fell with a thud, and I got away on the Tennessee stud. The Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like the Tennessee stud. I got just as lonesome as a man can be, dreaming of my girl in Tennessee. Tennessee stud's green eyes turned blue, cause he was a-dreamin' of a sweetheart too. We loped right back across Arkansas. I whooped her brother and I whooped her pa. I found that girl with the golden hair, and she was a-ridin' on the Tennessee mare. The Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like the Tennessee stud. Stirrup to stirrup and side by side, we crossed the mountains and the valleys wide. We came to Big Muddy, then we forded the flood on the Tennessee mare and the Tennessee stud. Heard a little baby on the cabin floor, a little horse coat playing around the door. I love that girl with the golden hair, and the Tennessee stud loves the Tennessee mare. The Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like the Tennessee stud.
That is Doc Watson here at the Saturday Light Brigade, especially for Rick and Georgette in Mooresville, North Carolina, who mentioned that next weekend is Merlefest in Wilkesboro, North Carolina, and they're excited to get to Merlefest after the COVID interruption of Merlefest, and I'm glad you're excited to get back to it, and I'm glad you enjoyed hearing Tennessee Stud. You're going to get a chance to enjoy our history riddle in just a moment.
Pear Networks joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Headquartered in Pittsburgh, Pear Networks provides website hosting and domain registration to people from around the world. More information is available at pear.com. That's PAIR.com.
Now, let's see if you can solve this morning's hysteriddle. A Saturday Light Brigade charge awaits you if you can. Legend has it that he killed a dragon with the use of a sword that was magic. But the Crusaders named him the patron saint of England, due to an actual event, quite tragic, for his strong religious faith that resulted in his torture and death on April 23rd in the year 303 AD. A symbol in his memory remains on the British Union flag for the entire world to see. Any ideas? 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Legend has it that he killed a dragon with the use of a sword that was magic, but the Crusaders named him the patron saint of England due to an actual event, quite tragic, for his strong religious faith that resulted in his torture and death on April 23rd in the year 303 AD. A symbol in his memory remains on the British Union flag for the entire world to see. Good luck using your thinking to solve this morning's history riddle. Share your answer with us at 412-200-5975, 412-200-5975. Here's hoping you'll consider joining us on the radio. There's no way to tease you. We'd love to get your voice on the air with us. A guess of King Arthur just coming in from Tom. Not King Arthur. Good luck with this morning's history. We'll have the answer coming up in just a little bit. Along with music from Jefferson Ross in a moment, but first, Dan Zanes and Friends, along with Donald Soff. Thank you.
close by an open gate. Somewhere the clouds are rifted, somewhere our friends all wait.
The plans we made all went south. You cashed in when you checked out. You couldn't even say goodbye. Now I take my child to your tear-stained tomb, your garden of stone, your red clay wound. And I think about your life. And I'm sorry cause you would have loved my girls, and all that you missed out on in this world. But can you see me now, ankle deep, with a fishing rod in a tidal creek? Hey, and a cooler of ice cold. And the sky burns red up against the boats. It's like the promised land filmed in cinemascope. Hey, can you believe I made it here to the Isle? I can cast my line, I can change my name, I can bait my hook and change my game and be anything I want. And life is so ironic, man, it's true. They all thought it would be me instead of you. But can you see me now, ankle deep, with a fishing rod in a tidal creek? Hey, and a cooler of ice cold beer. And the sky burns red up against the boats. It's like the promised land filmed in cinemascope. Hey, should have made it here to the Isle of Hope. If you were out there in the light, just know that I'm gonna be alright. But can you see me now, ankle deep, with a fishing rod in a tidal creek? Hey, and a cooler of ice cold beer. And the sky burns red up against the boats. It's like the promised land filmed in cinemascope. Hey, man, I wish that you were on the Isle of Hope.
Saturday Light Brigade. That is Jefferson Ross with the song called Island of Hope. And you also heard Dan Zanes and Friends along with Donald Saf, a beautiful Isle of Somewhere. Here is our history riddle again for you to solve. Legend has it that he killed a dragon with the use of a sword that was magic. But the Crusaders named him the patron saint of England due to an actual event, quite tragic, for a strong religious faith that resulted in his torture and death on April 23rd. In the year 303 AD, a symbol in his memory remains on the British Union flag for the entire world to see. By George, we've got a few folks who have it. Bob and Freedom just got it. Also, a correct answer from Joy in Washington by way of Bob, and they say hello to Arlene, brother Don, and their spouses listening on the other side of the state this morning. So happy to have you here with us. Marge in Brookline has the correct answer, as does Linda in Collier. Tommy in Virginia came up with the correct answer. And Russ, good morning. He came up with it as well. So did Jim in Black Ridge. How about you? I'm going to check Facebook quickly. And I'm glad I did, because I see that Sharon has posted her answer on Facebook. Thank you, Sharon. Did you come up with it? St. George is who we were looking for. According to tradition, he was a soldier in the Roman army. St. George was sentenced to death for refusing to recant his faith. And the St. Andrew's Cross is on the British flag in his memory, and today is traditionally celebrated as St. George's Day in England. Saturday Light Brigade charge to you if you came up with St. George's Day. St. George, who we were looking for.
The legend you are about to hear is true. Only the needle should be changed to protect the record.
This is the countryside. My name is St. George. I'm a knight. Saturday, July 10th, 8:05 p.m. I was working out of the castle on the night watch when a call came in from the chief. A dragon had been devouring maidens. Homicide. My job. Slay him. You call me, chief?
Yeah, it's the dragon again. Devouring maidens. The king's daughter may be next.
Mm-hmm. You got a lead?
Nothing much to go on. Said you take that .45 automatic into the lab to have him check on it?
Yeah. You were right.
I was right?
Yeah. It was a gun. 8:22 p.m. I talked to one of the maidens who had almost been devoured. Could I talk to you, ma'am?
Who are you?
I'm St. George, ma'am. Homicide, ma'am. I want to ask you a few questions, ma'am. I understand you're almost devoured by the man. Is that right, Dragon?
It was terrible. He breathed fire on me. He baned me already.
How can I be sure of that, ma'am?
Believe me, I got it straight from the dragon's mouth.
11:45 p.m. I rode over the King's Highway. I saw a man. Stopped to talk to him. Pardon me, sir. Could I talk to you for just a minute, sir?
Sure, I don't mind.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a knave.
Didn't they pick you up on a 903 last year for stealing tarts?
Yeah? So what, do you want to make a federal case out of it?
No, sir. We heard there was a dragon operating in this neighborhood. We just want to know if you've seen him.
Sure, I've seen him.
Mm-hmm. Could you describe him for me?
What's to describe? You see one dragon, you've seen them all.
Would you try and remember, sir, just for the record? We just want to get the facts, sir.
Well, he was, you know, he had orange polka dots.
Yes, sir.
Purple feet, breathing fire and smoke.
Mm-hmm.
And one big bloodshot eye right in the middle of his forehead, and, like that.
Notice anything unusual about him?
No, he's just a run-the-mill dragon, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir, you can go now.
Hey, by the way, how are you going to catch him?
I thought you'd never ask. A dragon net. 3:05 p.m. I was riding back into the courtyard to make my report to the lab. Then it happened. It was a dragon.
Hey, I'm the fire-breathing dragon. You must be St. George, right?
Yes, sir.
I see you got one of them new 45 caliber swords.
That's about the size of it.
You slay me.
That's what I wanted to talk to you about.
What do you mean?
I'm taking in a 502. You figure it out.
What's the charge?
Devouring maidens out of season.
Out of season? You never pinned that rap on me. Do you hear me, cop?
Yeah, I hear you. I got you in a 412, too.
A 412? What's a 412?
Overacting. Let's go.
On September the 5th, the dragon was tried and convicted. His fire was put out, and his maiden devouring license revoked. Maiden devouring out of season is punishable by a term of not less than 50 or more than 300 years.
So Puff, that mighty dragon, sadly slipped into his cave hole. Puff, the magic dragon, lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Honolulu. And frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Honolulu.
Steve Forbert at the Saturday Light Brigade, and Stan Freeberg before a Saturday Light Brigade charge as well. To Bob in Freedom, Pennsylvania, nice to have you with us. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio. National Poetry Month, and we have a poem now featuring Cassandra Gray.
Her fingers run along the life of the field, its shamrocks which have not yet bloomed. Her dark eyes set on the sinking pink orange of a near-dusk sun. A breeze tumbles by, rolling over her shoulders, dancing through the field of white and green and purple, replenishing her lungs, warning of the leaden storm to come. The air is muggy, tense and fallen lifeless again, but the storm of those demons unleashed will pass, and so will she. She will be gone, those near-dusk breezes will continue, and the shamrocks will bloom. For a couple seconds, I thought the sky was tumbling down. I thought I was going to be knocked over by the blue and the clouds, so I asked Mom why the sky was falling, and then she put a hand on my shoulder and told me, "It's snow, sweetie." She told me to hold out my hands, but I didn't really want to because it made me nervous. The flakes were flying down in tiny little shards, falling into the mounds of fluffy white powder, and then I realized how much they looked like cornflakes going into a sea of frozen milk. I stuck out my tongue and they crashed into it and melted, and the cold on my tongue was gone the second after it came. And then I realized my tongue hurt, like millions and billions, no, gazillions of knives were stabbing me. Mom screamed a little after. She looked down at me and said my tongue was burning. It made sense when I saw the weird steam floating out of my mouth, but Mom didn't seem as confused as I was, because she got a pile of snow and stuffed it in my face. When she moved her arm, though, I saw her coat was smoking, and then she screamed again. But this time the smoke was coming from her eye, and a second later, her eye was gone. She shouted into the sky. Her hands flew back to her face. She fell into the snow and rolled around, but she didn't stop screaming, and neither did the other people who came outside. Some moved into the street, putting their hands on the backs of others. They looked scared, but not as scared as the ones that ran back into the houses. They looked like Mom. Then I saw the heads in the sky. They were floating, and they looked like they were screaming because their mouths were wide open and weird-looking, spilling black gooey stuff. But I didn't think they were making any sound. They just moved around the air, and the snow that fell into their mouths or their faces steamed and disappeared. I was looking at them for a while, so I didn't notice when the people got quieter, until I looked down to see them all looking up like I used to be, and they were walking around in weird circles that weren't really circles, like they were confused, like they were following a butterfly. I kept looking at one of the people for a long time. I thought she was older, her hair was gray and long. She didn't look like she was all that bothered by the steam floating from her hands. She just kept circling around, and the circle kept getting smaller, until she stopped and said it was her face. "That's my face," she said. "That's my face." I was confused for a second, but she was looking up, and so I looked up, and I saw what she meant. The head floating above her, kind of like it was following a butterfly, had hairs like hers. And when it moved so I could see, I saw that it was her face, except for the eyes. The eyes looked different. The eyes looked dead. She kept doing the same thing over and over, because that head kept circling around, and so she followed it. And its eyes started to open up, and its mouth got so wide I thought it was going to swallow the sky. But it didn't. Instead, the goo started oozing from its face, opening up places I never even knew were there. I looked away then because I didn't want to see what would happen, except when I did look away, it wasn't different because everybody was walking in confused little circles because some looked angry or sad, some looked confused or scared or frozen, and when I looked to the floating heads above them, they were all the same. It was all the same. And so I started to run inside. I didn't look back. I didn't look for Mom. I didn't look at my feet. I tripped. My face hit the little step on the porch, and I thought about crying, but that wasn't going to help. So I got back up and kept going for the door. But the door was gone, and all that was left was burning. I turned around. I looked at my feet and got off the step. I ran forward, but there was nothing to run to but the standing people, the still bodies, and the goo. There was nowhere